This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are, according to the Greater Houston Partnership, 44 publicly traded oil and gas companies in Houston, Texas. That's out of 113 of them in the entire American economy. You throw in the hundreds and thousands, probably, of other energy companies there, and that is a very specific business ecosystem. But the city's reliance on an industry that's responsible for so very much of this planet's greenhouse gas emissions has now come face-to-face with changing times and a hotter planet. As Marketplace's Elizabeth Troval reports, there is a new kind of energy in town to help make the transition to a more sustainable future.
Way back in 1901, liquid gold gushed from the Spindletop oil field 80 miles east of Houston. The first Texas oil boom was on, and Houston became the energy capital of the world thanks to its growing port, critical railways, and nearby oil discoveries. That's Houston's energy past. But to talk about its energy future, well, we're going to have to go somewhere else, to southwest Utah.
So yeah, here we are on the rig floor.
That's where Houston's Sarah Jewett describes the scene from a work site she's monitoring. She previously led a fracking operation for 4 years for industry giant Schlumberger.
We are looking up at one of the last pieces of drill pipe that's going to drill the end of the horizontal lateral for our first well on this Frisco pad.
Now, she's not fracking for oil, but for steam. She's vice president of strategy for Fervo Energy, a Houston-based company focused on what's called enhanced geothermal.
You need steam, spin a turbine, create electricity.
Gabe Malik is chief of staff at Fervo Energy. He says in traditional geothermal, only certain parts of the world have the right kind of permeable rock and heat that can make enough steam for successful production.
We're using technology that allows us to create that steam in completely new locations by accessing hot rock and pumping water through that hot rock and bringing it back to the surface.
Malik says Fervo's use of oil and gas technology to drill and fracture rock underground makes geothermal cheaper and more feasible in more places. And that could be a game changer, since unlike wind or solar, geothermal is considered firm, clean energy. Sarah Jewett again.
These renewable energies that are, you know, not intermittent and not dependent on the weather, but that are producing all the time.
The company has started construction on a 400 megawatt geothermal project in southwest Utah, with more projects on the horizon.
There's so much demand for firm, clean energy, and so we basically, at this point in time, feel like we can't build fast enough to meet the demand.
And Fervo is just one horse in this race.
In a changing energy world, we're very focused here in Houston on making sure that 10 years from now and 20 years from now and 40 years from now, Houston continues to be the energy capital of the world.
To stay a global leader, Bobby Tudor of investment firm Artemis Energy Partners says Houston needs to think beyond fossil fuels. And investment is growing. According to the Greater Houston Partnership, Houston-based energy transition firm secured $6.1 billion in financing from investors last year. That's up 62%. Tudor says he's particularly interested in Houston's role in storing and delivering clean hydrogen.
60% of the nation's dedicated hydrogen pipelines, are in Greater Houston, Texas. 60%. So we have fantastic infrastructure.
That said, pressure to transition to clean energy in Texas comes at a time when the state is just trying to keep up with peak demand as extreme temperatures and a growing population strain the electric grid. While wind and solar have played an important role in keeping the AC blowing this summer.
We are short baseload capacity in Texas right now, so we're going to build a bunch of new natural gas-fired plants because that baseload capacity cannot currently be met with wind, solar, and batteries.
Tudor says just to meet growing electricity demand in the state, fossil fuels will continue to play a major role for now as Houston competes to remain an energy capital. In Houston, I'm Elizabeth Troval for Marketplace.